Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know that we have a ton of time to get into it right now, but maybe tomorrow. Would you want to be on house arrest? Does house arrest sound terrible? Now, this is an awful thing, and I'm sure people who've been on house arrest hated it and all that kind of stuff, but I always thought, house arrest, all right, fine, so I can't leave my house? Oh, God, you know?
That just sounds nice.
God, I would really love to go to your kid's seventh birthday party, but I'm on house arrest.
It's like brag about it on Facebook. Yeah, sorry, God, can't make it.
Man, I would love, boss, I would love to go to that offsite meeting to where, you know, for 9 hours. House arrest.
And think about this. You know, in 2018, with things like Postmates, it's like going to your favorite restaurant in your own house. It's beautiful.
Yep.
My point has been proven.
When they always, there's some celebrity gets busted for house arrest, I'm like, oh, poor guy's got to sit around at his 12,000 square foot mansion. Wow, that's right? Awful.
Oh, darn. So, okay, so let's just say it's 10 days house arrest or whatever. And again, if you've been on it, I'm not knocking it. Well, no, maybe I am. I just don't understand. This is my ignorance.
Exactly.
And I'm okay. Here's the one thing I will say. I practically have lived 204 days of my life on house arrest.
Oh, that's
basically
true.
Basically.
Yeah.
Drive.
Yeah.
Toy drive.
Yep.
I've lived on a scaffold, and I don't have my couch or my bed. Or, I mean, I got it. It's the sleeping arrangements we've made comfortable over the years.
Yeah.
But I don't have my couch. There's no running water. Ain't no shower. And I got to put, you know, in whatever weather comes, I got to put up with. I've emerged relatively unscathed.
Has there been, do you think there's, an average day that you become impatient, though? Where you're like, all right, we're on day 10 whatever.
No, you know why? Because I know it's going to be over.
Okay.
And we've got stuff to do. That's, you know, and I mean, that's a different animal. But I'm saying, as far as the house arrest goes, all right.
Yeah, so maybe the house arrest, the key to house arrest is to stay busy.
That's the whole thing. If you're on house arrest.
Or not stay busy. I have Netflix, dude.
I will catch up on all my shows.
You're telling me I don't have to shower, go out, put on clothes, or I stay in my house?
Yeah.
You know who I sympathize with in this situation is the person that you live with that's not on house arrest, because they have to do all the stuff like outside the house, like get the groceries and everything. If Buddy was on house arrest and I came home and that house wasn't like cleaned from top to bottom, I'd be super, super
mad.
Yeah,
they're punishing the wrong person.
Yeah, this is a totally different conversation.
That's interesting.
Buddy on house arrest with you as the commandant, which, by the way, we're not calling your wife the commandant anymore.
Right?
From now on, Kayla is the commandant.
Yeah.
You were the commandant. If I came home and Buddy was on house arrest, that house wasn't spotless.
What else is he going to do with his day?
Nothing. You know, that's the point of house arrest.
And this is exactly why the judge would punish him with house arrest.
Yeah.
Because that would be, the vacation would be if they took him to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the vacation. If they said.
He's like, please put me in jail. Yeah. Please.
If they signed a 2-week no contact order with you, that's the vacation.
But he's like, yes.
Yes.
Isolation.
Yes. Thank God.
Just give me 4 years.
Just make sure to take all your sweatshirts with you before you go, because they won't be there when you get back.
No.
Because Kayla will have them all stolen and redistributed.
If he ever leaves me, I'm stealing all of them.
All right, we got to jump because we got a P1's court coming up next. Hang on.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
I realize I'm going to remove a lot of the discussion on this by saying we're not talking about whether it's the nice thing to do or not. Okay? The nice thing to do, probably. But do you have an obligation? It's a, man, did I really screw this up, or is this guy just being a jerk? Edition of the P1 Sports. the P-Wise Card. I'm totally off today. It's the P-Wise Card. I just can't. I can't pull it together.
Come on, man.
I'm just a step off. So I was heading towards Chipotle, and a guy walking in front of me opened the door. Let me go first. I can't tell. They didn't sign this, and I can't tell by their email address. In my mind, it's a hot girl.
I picture the same thing, right? Is that weird?
No. But a dude would hold a door for another dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was walking towards Chipotle, a guy walking in front of me opened the door. Let me go first. Once I got inside, the line was about 20 people deep. While waiting, I noticed the guy behind me, the one who had opened the door, giving me a dirty look. I think it's because he felt that I should have let him cut in front of me. If somebody opens the door and lets you go first, do you have an obligation to let them cut back in front of you? Or is letting you go first in line part of letting you walk into the restaurant first? Now, again, I get it. It's probably be a nice thing to do. You open the door for me, you get to go first because you could have gone first, but you didn't go first. Or by opening the door, are they somewhat saying, here, you go first? Because honestly, you're opening the door and then you're just going to mean mug me the whole time. Well, that's not, you know, what's the big deal? I think we can all agree it would be the nice thing to do.
Sure.
To let somebody go first. But are you obligated? This should be quick.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. First blush. Davey, are you obligated? If you open the door for Nudia, Nudia's mm-hmm. sitting in with Davey this morning. She's a weekend superstar here. You hear her sometimes on 98.5 KLUC. If you open the door for Nudia going into, by the way, that is her real name. It's not some wacky wacky morning show producer name. It's her name.
Yep.
If you open the door for her, do you expect her to let you go first in line? Because you would be the one that I would see would be like, man, I opened the door and she didn't even let me go first.
Yes.
But you wouldn't say anything.
And Chet knows me really well.
You wouldn't say anything.
No, I wouldn't say anything. But in my mind, that exact voice and that exact thought would cross
my
mind.
Man.
No,
in your mind, you're thinking of different ways she can die.
Yep.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
No.
Wow. I hope her barbacoa has the E. coli.
This just took a turn, didn't it?
I just picture that sound. Like, I really feel like, because Davey's so chipper most of the time. Like, I feel like you just, it's really dark in there sometimes.
Good Lord, Kayla.
Wow.
You didn't let me go first. I hope you die.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I
back to Davey. Anyway. Hold on. God, we can't keep a thought in our head today. Davey.
Yes.
Would you be mad? You opened the door for Nudia. Nudia just goes, thank you. And then just, flips her hair. She's flipping her hair right now.
Yep.
Just flips her hair and goes, awesome. And then goes in line and just starts thinking, what's she going to have on her burrito?
Yeah.
And you are no longer in the equation.
Correct.
Would you be upset?
Yes. But you know me well enough that, yes, I would not say anything. I would be upset, but I just have that look on my face, but I would, yeah.
Most people wouldn't say anything.
I wouldn't have it in me to go,
are you going
to
say anything?
Excuse me.
I don't know. That line's 20 deep. You got plenty of time to let that simmer. That pot starts to boil over. You could let me go first. How do you say that? You are the most petty person on the planet then.
Yeah.
It's petty. We get it. That's why, and usually the ones that are the most petty are the best ones. Okay, so are you under an obligation? You've opened the door. You let the person go before you. Chipotle. Man, you only got 45 minutes for lunch.
That's true.
You only got a half hour. You got to get back.
Sometimes that line can be long.
Like Spence said, you're trying to get your delicious barbacoa.
Oh, I love the barbacoa.
You know? Black beans, not pinto.
No, black beans. 100%.
Yeah, man.
Peppers.
No rice. Yeah, and peppers. Yes. No rice.
And now that barbacoa.
I'm keto.
And that barbacoa is not going to hit your tongue for another extra 2 minutes now.
I'm keto, so I want it in a bowl, not a wrap.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, thanks. Oh, and you're keto? I'm not even opening the door for you. Wait, I'm off track.
Can't keep a thought in our heads.
No, I'm joking. Are you under an obligation to let them go back in front of you if they have opened the door for you?
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the Radio. radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
It's a P1's court. Are you obligated when you're, if you go into Chipotle, dude holds the door for you? Are you obligated? Again, we all know it would be a nice thing to do. Are you obligated to allow them to go in front of you in line once you're inside? They've held the door, then you go, and then you turn around and go, yeah, no, here, you go first. Alex, are you obligated?
I don't think you are, because there's two different ways that you can hold a door for somebody. There is one where you stay in front of them and you just kind of hold your arm back and that holds the door open. And then there's one where you step to the side and you let them go first. So if you wanted to stay in front of them, you should have just held it but stayed in front of them.
It's petty all the way around. I realize this.
But in this case, he held the door open and allowed the person to walk in first.
Yes.
Clearly.
So therefore, you have given up your spot in line. Is that what you're saying?
No, her point is that the mistake was he should have held the door but let himself in first.
I still think that's hard to do as well. You know what I mean? That's hard to do.
It hurts my arm, man.
Yeah, well, we're right, but then you're going to cut him off. You're holding the door, but you're cutting them off.
The move is you're already in line. You're already in the restaurant, so you do the left-hand door hold like this.
Yeah.
As opposed to pulling the door open and allowing them while you're still outside.
I'm just, at some point, you still have to step in front of them, and isn't that rude in and of itself?
Is there stipulations? You have to tell them when they walk through the door, like, hey, wait, just make sure that you save that spot in front of you for me.
For me, you just don't hold the door then. If you're so intent on being in line first, then you're not holding the door. But that's just me. Stacey, are you obligated?
No, not at all.
It's rude.
Not at all.
I gotta be honest.
The same thing that the other caller said, too. If you were that concerned about it, you would hold the door in a different fashion so that you could ensure that you are in the restaurant first. Or if you were that concerned about it, you wouldn't hold the door at all.
I don't know that you can.
Okay, but in this case, that's fine. You held the door wrong, I guess. But in this case, they let the person ahead of them. If you're that person and you see the line is long, you are absolutely rude to not offer to allow me to go first.
I 100% agree with that.
You're just, and that's fine. I guess the question was, are you obligated? Obviously, you're not obligated. There's not a law, but you're just a rude human being.
I think there's a moral obligation
though. That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Is there a moral obligation? And you would say yes.
Yes.
You would say you have
quid
a moral obligation.
There's a reciprocal response to this, and that is to offer to allow the person to go first.
The flip side of that then, are you angry as the door holder? If I'm the door holder, do I then have an expectation? Maybe I'm asking this from the wrong side. Then as the door holder, do I have an expectation that you're going to let me go first? Or is it fine? Is it okay? I let them go first.
I think there's an expectation that because you are being polite, that you would expect politeness in return. So that's where the disappointment comes in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I expect
it's a give and take. So what you do is you hold the door for them. That's the give. And then they give back to you. So that's the take.
I get it. So let me ask you this. Have you ever been on I held the door for them and then now I'm standing behind them and I'm mad? Have you ever been that person?
No, I think the only time that's ever happened to me, people have been like, oh, you're in front of me, go ahead.
Not the same situation. I can't recall that. But I do get irritated if I do hold a door and there's not an acknowledgement.
Well, that's a different story.
Well, but what I'm saying is it's the same give and take type of situation.
I'll go by, you hold the door. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
But if you hold the door for me and I say thank you, well, then isn't that the end of my obligation?
No, I think they're two different acts. The door opening is one thing. The standing in line is a different act.
That's right.
So there should be a reciprocation.
And I said, thank you. What do you want? So you want something for it?
So then,
what do you want something for?
Then you flip it around. And then when you let me go in front, when you let me go in front of you, then I go, thank you. And then it's quid pro quo. It's reciprocation.
No, I expect you to be polite. Door.
Yeah.
I know you are. I'm stirring it up a little bit. Right. I don't think there's an obligation. And I'm trying to think, if I held the door for Kayla, Kayla walks in, we go into line. No, I gave up that spot. I held the door and in so holding the door, and I'm really not trying to stir it up with this. I believe this. In so holding the door, I gave up that spot.
Let me throw this at you then. What happens if that person goes in front of you and they get the last of the delicious—
the barbacoa.
The barbacoa. You know what? And then all of a sudden, what happens then?
Then tough luck for me. There'll be other days. There will be other barbacoa.
Will there?
You want it that day.
That's right. They're never going to have barbacoa.
What if they announce the next day that all the barbacoa is gone? Yeah.
There's a barbacoa shortage.
I don't even know what barbacoa is. Bubba, your thoughts?
Yeah, you're not required to. It's nice if you do it.
We said we got to take that out. We all know it's nice.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. Let them.
Okay. No obligation.
No obligation.
All right.
There's two different ways to open the door.
We get that. We've already covered that. I still don't understand this second way of holding the door where you hold the door. Well, yeah, but you hold the door and then you let it go just as they get to it. You kind of held the door, but that's different. That's totally different.
Yeah.
It's a totally different thing. And by the way, it's only half. You know what? No, that's only half of a nice act. It's a sort of a nice act.
So you get a thank instead of a thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, Katie, we were gonna be done with this, but what is this about your family of eight?
So I'm a family of eight. So every time we go out, say like Panda, McDonald's, anywhere where we have to hold a door and there's a smaller family behind us, we just let them go in front of us. We're not petty about it. My in-laws are older and I don't think it's an obligation that we have to go in front of them.
No, and that's a little different. That's like when you go to the store and the person behind you's got one item and you got a cart full.
Yeah.
You go, it's not an offer. You go, here you go. You offer. Yeah, it's not an obligation. Just go.
Yeah, just go. Also, because you know that if the situation was reversed, you'd be MFing them under your breath.
Only got one thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.